This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, you survived another weekend back here on the radio on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Monday morning, Cinco de Mayo. Today, so maybe you're going out and celebrating, however you do that, maybe having a few drinks today. Either way, glad to be with you, Sal Capaccio, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We are here. It's May. It was actually May last week, but now it's like the first full week of May. We're already into May. This weather is, gotta get warmer here. It was a chilly weekend. It's gonna get warmer, I promise. That's what happens this time of year. We had a chilly weekend, though. It's some rain this weekend. I want to tell you about the Micah Hyde charity softball game yesterday a little bit today. And great turnout once again this past weekend. But want to welcome back in also Josh Schmidt, my producer. Sal Capaccio with you. Josh, you were off for a few days.
You
told me this morning when I jumped on with Jeremy and Joe, you said, I am sore. Why are you sore?
Well, so this past weekend, me and four of my friends went to the North Fort. Black Forest North Loop Trail down in Pennsylvania and hiked 27 miles across 3 days. We backpacked it.
Wow.
It was quite the experience. And I would 100% do it again, but yes, I am very sore this morning. My calves are killing me. I have terrible blisters on my feet, and I can't, it's one of those feelings where you can't get comfortable, no matter how you're sitting. That's how I've been feeling for the last 24 hours. It was rough, but I loved it, and I would 100% do it again.
I love it. That's great. Did you take some, I know that's the physical toll. How about just mentally being away and kind of disconnected? How was that for you?
Oh, that was awesome too. So we didn't have any service there basically. There was a couple parts where we got to the top of the mountain or one of the mountains, I guess, because we climbed technically two mountains. Went up. Mountains, I guess, maybe that's a bit of a loose term. I went up eight.
Okay, you're not climbing Everest, but it's still a mountain range.
We went up 1,000 feet twice. Right. We went down 1,000 feet and up 1,000 feet twice. So, for me, being the first time doing that, that was a lot. But when we got to the tops of those, we were getting some service and stuff. So I'd check in, be like, hey, I'm alive. I'd check in with my girlfriend, my parents, whatever. But other than that, my phone was in my bag and off the entire weekend because you guys had rain here and we had downpours down there, which was, that was an experience within itself because you're just soaked to the bone and it's not like you can go inside and take a shower and then dry off. It's you are just wet and you're stuck like that forever. Unless you brought a towel, which I didn't, you're just kind of stuck like that until you dry out. So it was an awesome experience, but I don't think I'd ever do it again in the rain. But it was a really good time.
Yeah, but you did it, right? It's cool.
You did it, right? It was a great accomplishment. It was just such a fun thing to be able to say, I was able to do that. And I was able to,
I love it.
Have a fun time while also doing that.
I love it, man. Good for you. Good for you. Good to get away, disconnect a little bit. I say, I one time years ago, I actually went skydiving. I jumped out of a plane with a parachute. Somebody was attached to me. It's a what they call the not duo. I can't remember the tandem skydive. And I feel the same way, which is like, oh my God, I'm so glad I did that. I will never do it again. You know what I mean? Like, I did it. It was great. It was an amazing feeling. I'll never do it again, because it was scary as heck. And just say, like, you checked it off, kind of a bucket list or whatever, just something that you did in your life. And you're like, that's amazing. So yeah, you might do it again, not in the rain, you know, maybe you have a different experience. I think in the rain, it adds to the accomplishment, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that adds to more of the challenge, because you got to watch your step a little bit more. And it was just also like kind of the fun of it, of like, you know, like when you're out in the rain, you're like, okay, I got to get inside. I got to get to my car. I got to get to my house. I got to get wherever I'm going. But like when you know there's nowhere to go, basically, you just kind of accept it, and you're like, all right, yeah, this is fine. Like eventually you just kind of become like, okay, this is my life. Like this is what I'm going to be living in for the next, you know, 8 hours. Because that's kind of like how it was raining. It was very on and off rain for about 8 hours Saturday. So it was just this kind of like, you have to mentally just adapt to that. And it was a really interesting process for me to be able to do that. And then, like I said, it's just kind of like giving me like this whole new perspective on things. And, to go to the skydiving point, I would never do that. That's like the one thing I would never ever be able to do.
I wouldn't bungee jump. I don't know why, but I did skydive, but I wouldn't bungee jump. You know what I mean? I don't know why. Yeah. I just feel like it's like a little bit more like, I don't know if I trust this.
Right.
Skydive thing, you know, the people who are doing it, the guy was tandem jumper. He's a professional jumper with me, right? You know what I mean? So I wouldn't do it on my own, but I did it, you know, with somebody. This is like almost 20 years ago now I did that. So like, yeah, I'm not going to do that at this point. So there's a lot of things in life like we can, you know, kind of point to and say, I want to do that. And if you do, great. It's amazing. And like, all right, I did it. I'm kind of done with that. Good for you, man. Glad you did that. Where's this? The Black Forest Mountains, are they called?
The Black Forest North Loop Trail. I can't remember exactly the name of the forest itself, like the whole park. It started with a T. I'll see if I can figure it out here for you. But it was down in Pennsylvania, just about 40 minutes outside of Williamsport, actually, where they play the Little League World Series. We were pretty close to Cowdersport, if anyone knows where that is. But
I definitely do. I mean, we actually, that shows up sometimes on your weather maps when you go turn on 247 and they do the weather, and like, oh yeah, down in Cowdersport, they actually talk about that little area down there when they're doing the weather. We had some dicey weather this weekend for the Micah Hyde softball game. Want to talk about that? How that went down, and thank the great folks who put it on. And of course, WGR was a part of that as well. And I was the on-field MC, as always. Had a great time with that. But want to throw out a little bit of a question today as we inch towards the end of this week. We're just at the beginning of the week, but as we inch towards the end, the Bills are having rookie minicamp at the end of this week. And the dust has kind of settled on the draft, right? Remember, the draft was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then you had Sunday to digest it. Then Monday, we have the Brandon Bean interview on WGR last week. And that kind of carried the week. And everybody was talking about that. And of course, for good reason, I totally understand. But now we're a week past the draft. We're past a week past the draft. And all the talk's been out there, whether that's that particular interview or anything else. You also have you know, all the talking heads analyzing the draft. You get grades from Mel Kiper and Dane Brugler. And I've generally seen the Bills grade floating anywhere from B minus to A, right? I mean, so who knows? I've seen the Bills get A's and people go, oh my God, the Bills really crushed the draft. And I've seen people give them B minuses and say, I don't think they really did a great job. So these things can always be very, very subjective. I always like to say, I don't grade the draft. I don't give them a grade. I'm not smarter than that. I don't think I am. I have my own opinions on, you know, players, I guess, but I'm not doing all the film work. I'm not bringing them in for interviews, those kinds of things. And I always try to come from a perspective, okay, let's see, why did they take this guy or that guy? But that's what I want to ask you today. We are now over a week past the NFL draft. How do you think the Bills did? Now that you've settled in, did you like it at first, not like it now? Did you not like it and then like it? Is it, oh yeah, you know what? I think they really did a great job here. And if you want to touch on any particular player you're excited about or anything like that, we can do that as well. 803-0550 is the number to call. You could tweet me at Sal Sports. I tweeted something out about that as well earlier. So, you know, feel free to come along on Twitter if you want, /X at Sal Sports, and I'll read some of those. And that is always getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Coming up at 10:30 today, Sal Marana. It's already been a week since we started our regular. We gotta have some sort of name for the new Sal Marana segment. I don't know what we can call it.
Sal Squared.
Sal Squared. I was gonna say two Sals, one radio. You know, something like that. I'm not sure. Sal Squared is good. I like Sal Squared. We could call it Sal Squared. We'll do that for now. So Sal Squared comes your way at 10:30. So that's Sal Marana. He is from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. And you know, every year we get people saying, "Hey, it's you know off season. What do you talk about?" Yeah, they got Bills and Sabres, of course. And we'll get into that today a little bit too, because Paul Hamilton's going to come away your way at 11 a.m. We got NHL playoffs going on. We got the NHL draft lottery tonight. So a lot going on there. But you know, it's baseball season, and people want to talk about baseball. And we don't devote a ton of attention and time to it, and I think for a lot of good reason, but a lot of you sometimes say, hey, you know, if you could touch on some baseball. So we do that with Sal. Sal has his own Yankees newsletter, but also just baseball in general. Yankees did not have a good weekend, so we'll get Sal's thoughts on that. He's always no filter when it comes to his Yankees, and also baseball in general, and the Bills and rookie minicamp coming up this week. And that's why I wanted to talk about the rookies this week and the draft, because the Bills have rookie minicamp this week. And the rookies will be here basically the 9th and the 10th. I think it's those 2 days, but media will be down there on the 9th. We'll get our chance to talk to some rookies, interview them for the first time. What was it like? We'll watch some on-field stuff. Your first glance at some of these rookies. I remember last year, I remember this actually, I tweeted out a video last year of Keon Coleman catching a fade pass. Actually, you know what? That might have been OTAs. I think it was OTAs. I'm sorry. It wasn't rookie minicamp, but I tweeted out Keon Coleman catching a pass. And he did a great job to turn, high point it, toe tap in the end zone. And it kind of went kind of sort of viral, like maybe not the viral like the Xavier Worthy getting pushed around one. But people were like, oh, my God, this is a great athlete he is. Then others were like, oh, my God, he's doing it against air. Who cares? Right. Like that's what you get this time of year, the overanalyzation. But it's always good to see them in uniform out there on the field for the first time. And yes, that's the rookies under contract that they will be signing to undrafted free agent contracts. It's the rookies they've drafted who aren't signed yet. They will still be out there. It's not like they're doing a lot of things that are getting them hurt. We know how this works. They go out, they have a rookie mini camp. These guys have like insurance and things like that they go through, and that's how they get on the field before their actual contract is signed. Some rookies will actually sign a contract before we get to rookie mini camp. That is happening this week around the league. And then there's these tryout players, these rookie tryout players that they can bring to camp. And that's where Joe Andreessen was found last year. He came to rookie camp on a tryout, and the Bills found him, and they wound up saying, hey, this, you know, we're going to sign him to a 90-man roster contract, and he did, and then he ultimately made the team, which was incredible, right? So you never know who you're going to get. You'll see, like, the Bills bringing in a quarterback or two to rookie minicamp. They have four quarterbacks on the roster, folks, but those quarterbacks can't participate in rookie minicamp. Josh Allen, Mitch Trubisky, Mike White, and Shane Buechele, because they've been in the league too long, so you have to bring guys that you can't have. You need someone to throw the ball. That's why you'll see things like that. You know, that gives a guy an opportunity to show what he can do. And maybe the team says, oh, you know what? We'll keep you in mind down the road if something happens. Or maybe a phone call is made to another team. Hey, you know, if you're looking for a guy, you know, this guy did a great job in our camp. I don't know how much you'd help a team out like that per se. But, you know, just to get the guy out, just to get his guy's name out there and you help him out a little bit if there's some connections. So those things happen as well. I also found out this weekend, somebody asked me, over social media on Twitter, and thank you for asking. And I can't remember the person, but somebody asked me, do the Bills get 91 players this year instead of 90 because of Travis Clayton? The answer is yes. So the Bills don't just get 90 again this year. They get 91. Most teams do now in the NFL. I think every team is allowed one international player now, the way the rules work. But Travis Clayton, who the Bills drafted last year, does count as an international pathways program player, just an international player. The Bills do get 91 players on their roster, not just 90. They're at 89 right now. So they have two open roster spots. But that includes all the rookies, all the UDFAs that I'm counting that they're going to bring in. There's reported 12 UDFAs. We know there were 9 draft picks. So let's see what you think about how they did in the draft. 803-0550 is the number to call here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good to be with you. Sal Capaccio with you on a Monday. We already had, one. JP. Draft look great. Let's get these guys in the gym. Why are they too small for you? I think some big guys, some smaller guys, and Max Harrison. Thanks, JP. I really appreciate it. We have Rick says, there's a team in Buffalo who's playing for the championship for the fifth straight time. They're currently back-to-back champions. I know that. That's the Bandits. And we'll be carrying those games. We talked about them. We had some people on to talk about it. And as the week goes on, we'll do a little bit more about that. So thank you, Rick. I appreciate that, and I know that. And was an amazing time last year to go to the final game when they won the championship. But, yep, the Bandits are back in the NLL championship. Pretty awesome. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. We're not ignoring them, but today we're talking a little bit about rookie minicamp and the rookies and the draft picks and a lot of other things going on here, especially when we get to the 11 o'clock hour and Paul Hamilton on maybe some changes that haven't been made with the Sabres and the draft lottery tonight. Tim and Clarence is first up. Hi, Tim. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
How you doing today? Thanks for taking
Good.
My call. I think Brandon Bean personally did a great job with the draft. I think what your average fan doesn't realize that these kids that come out of college, the pros are the elite of the elite. So a lot of guys that are drafted like, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth round, you don't know what they're going to do. It's a crapshoot. But I think he did a great job. I am really, really looking forward to next season because I think if we're going to win a Super Bowl, and I've been a fan, I mean, I'm going to be 70 years old, I think we can do it next year. What do you think?
Well, listen, I think anytime you have Josh Allen, you have a chance to do it any year. That's the way I think. And I think the Bills feel that way. And I think the Bills made a concerted effort to really over the last 2 years. Let's be honest, folks. I think last year, I mean, when you think about last year, and I remember actually tweeting this during the season last year. I said that, you know, that last year was supposed to be kind of be the step back year for a lot of people. And look where they are and look what they're doing. And that was reflective in some of the betting odds. You know, they kind of ripped the Band-Aid off last year and said, we're just going to kind of remake this roster a little bit because of age and financials. And they kind of did that with releasing at the time, Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis in free agency, trade Stephon Diggs, Saran Neal, right? All these guys were kind of core players for the last several years. And it was like, what are they going to do? Where are they going to be? But yeah, Josh Allen, he wins the league MVP. Now you get to this year, and what do? They extended.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
They projected a year out and said, all right, we're extending these guys. They knew what they needed to do this year, last year, which is why you extended Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, Greg Rousseau, Khalil Shakir. And then they bring in this infusion of defensive talent. This is kind of the new core, right? So the Bills had this bit of a era of Josh Allen, his first, you know, like 6 years in the league, and that may be a transition year. And now it's a new core for the next 5-6 years that they're hoping to win a Super Bowl with him. Yes, of course, multiple, right? But you want one. You're hoping to win a Super Bowl. Get there. Win one with Josh Allen for this maybe 5 years or so in his prime that he has remaining. And I think that's why a lot of these moves were made during this offseason, including Allen himself, by the way, who was extended a 6-year contract extension. So, yeah, Tim, I look, when you say I think this is the year, I think any year can be the year when you have Josh Allen. That's how the Bills are approaching it. And when you're getting to the playoffs, getting as close as the Bills have, and continually knock on the door and can't get there. A lot of times you could make a lot of changes to step back and say, let's reevaluate. And a lot of times you could say, we're just going to keep going because we believe we're right there. And the Bills have chosen that approach. Maybe last year, like I said, maybe it was, hey, you know, maybe we take a step back. But I don't think it was intentional to try to step back. What I'm saying it was, I think they kind of knew that maybe last year would be a transition year. But lo and behold, here they go. They go to the AFC Championship game. They lose by 3 points. And Josh Allen wins the MVP. I think this year is more of a, we're back with our core. We have this core locked up. These are guys in their prime. We like this group we're bringing in. Let's go forward. And let's talk about the group they're bringing in, right? I mean, the 2025 Buffalo Bills draft class, I mean, I've described it as this year maybe, I'm not saying these guys are complete risks, right? I don't want to say it the wrong way. But I do think there's an element to the Bills taking a little bit more of a swing this year on some high-end talent than they have in years past, meaning maybe in years past, you'd say, this guy is going to really, really help us. He's going to come in. He's going to be a nice player for us. You know, his ceiling might be not Hall of Famer. I mean, that's even, maybe he'll never be an All-Pro, but he's always going to be consistent. He's always going to play for us. He's going to be available. He's going to play. He's going to help us, going to help our depth. And you need players like that. And I think that's how Brandon Bean has drafted in his tenure. For the most part, I think his drafts have been very good players, solid foundations who can come in, who can develop, who can play. And I'm talking about, you know, sixth-round picks like a Damar Hamlin. And Dane Jackson, a seventh round pick, right? These guys have played. Jaquan Johnson was what, a fifth or sixth round pick, and he plays for 4 years in special teams. I see people look at him and go, that's a wasted pick. No, it's not. It's a really good pick at that juncture of the draft to have a guy that plays 4 years for you as a core special teamer. But those guys, and then of course you have your first and second rounders, and we know Josh Allen is elite and amazing, but you have some guys that have not panned out. There's no doubt about that. And some guys who have, but they've been nice players. I think what you have, though, is a real good collection of, compared to a lot of teams in the league, maybe, guys who've made contributions on good teams late in the draft. I think this year was more of a, this guy has a chance to be great. Max Hairston. There's a bit of a risk, though. He's smaller. He's not the greatest against the run. We love guys who are physical against the run, playing corner. This guy has great ball skills. He has great speed. His traits are off the chart when it comes to that. TJ Sanders. Maybe the best interior pass rusher in the entire draft. Is he going to hold up against the run if we have to put him inside? Not sure, but he does this one thing so well, right, that we need that to help us up front in the defensive line. Deion Walker, same thing. Yeah, over 300 pounds, like 330, whatever he's playing at. That looks like screams, okay, that's an anchor run guy. No, super athletic freak. He can play the run and the one technique, but we might need him to be an athletic guy to move up and down the line, and there's some risk involved here of how we're going to use him, when we're going to use him, but we think we can get big plays out of him. Things like that, right? Same thing, I think, with guys like Dorian Strong. There's a long, athletic guy. Says he likes to play press man, but he's also been in different, you know, he can play zone defense. Chase Lunt, incredible athlete. I think he can actually compete for a job in a starting in a backup role. Guys that are on the roster right now. And they take a guy like Caden Prather in the seventh round, who I don't think is going to, I mean, just sit right here now, I don't think he'll make the team, but you never know. A guy who has that size, 6'3", who can run 4'4", not elite speed, but really good speed for his size. So to me, I think the draft was this year more about taking guys who really can maybe have that ability to be higher end than what the Bills maybe have done in the past. I mean, James Cook. James Cook is a great player, right? He's had great stats, I should say. He's a really terrific running back, right? Maybe he's even exceeded like some of the numbers and things that he's done, what they thought. He was a second round pick. I mean, James Cook was redrafted with what he's done. Wouldn't he probably go in the first round? I mean, that's a good way to look at it too sometimes. You say, well, that means you hit on a draft pick. The guy probably would have went higher than where he drafted because of what he's done so far. Then that means you hit on the draft pick, right? But when James Cook was drafted, it was, okay, we need a pass-catching running back to fit into our system, and then, you know, we'll see if he can hold up. He's a little bit smaller. He's done that and then some. So I think this year, though, it was more of a focus on, let's get the guy with the high-end talent, get the guy with the high-end trait, get the guy that we need to make a play. We need to make that critical play at that critical time because we haven't had that, and everybody knows that. 803-0550, if you'd like to jump on board here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, so let's see what else we have. How about Jeremy? I think the draft more now, I like the draft. Sorry, Jeremy. Thank you. I like the draft more now that we got another wide receiver. And I think what he means is Elijah Moore. We haven't talked about that because that's not a draft pick, but I get you. I'm most excited about Hairston because he has athletic ability like Elam, but has way more familiarity with zone defense. Good point. Hairston mainly zone man traits. Crossover is going to be better fit than Elam. I agree with a lot of that, Jeremy. Thank you. I appreciate the tweet there at Sal Sports at Extra Point WGR. All right, so you could keep those calls coming. You could keep those tweets coming. I really appreciate it here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So Saturday night, I went to a meat raffle. Josh, have you been to a meat raffle? You've been to these, right? We've talked about this. I think it's come up before because I went to one several years ago, but this is the first one I've been to since then. Have you been to a meat raffle?
I've actually been part of the people that like run it. We used to do it for like a booster club for my school back in the day.
This was for Poncho's Army, a really great organization that you know kind of founded, started by and in honor of Pancho Villa, who you know passed away a few years ago now. Who obviously people might know when he made the announcement, Harrison Phillips and the draft pick, and you know Pancho's Army. A lot of people said we're gonna in his honor and his name do start a foundation. And Anthony over there and Warlock, who's called the radio station many times. And his call went viral on this show after the Bills made the playoffs in 2017. Warlock and Anthony, I'll thank them. They honored me and others, Steve Tasker being one of them, with a jacket, a really cool jacket. So I was asked to go to this meat raffle. That's where they do it as part of this fundraiser for the foundation, which is awesome. So I'm at this meat raffle with me, Steve Tasker, Thurman Thomas, and a whole bunch of other people. The mayor was there, and there were people... Mayor of Buffalo, Mayor of Lackawanna. Like, it was really cool. It was really, like, cool time to be with all these people, but it was a meat raffle. And, oh, my God, these things are chaotic, and they're amazing. And there's so many prizes. Basket raffles, stuff like that. But the meat that was given out, I mean, it's incredible to go to. If you've never been to a meat raffle, I had a friend. I just told you, I had a friend come to town from Florida this weekend, her and her husband. And we said we went to a meat raffle. And they said, what is a meat raffle? And I had to explain it to them. And they're like, that sounds pretty amazing. I'm like, it is amazing. So that was a great time. So Saturday night, thank you so much, Poncho's Army. Really appreciate the love. Myself, the jacket was amazing. They put a Syracuse Otto, the orange patch on it. Couple other things, had my name. Pretty cool. So I'll cherish it. I appreciate it. Steve Tasker got a jacket of his own. Thurman and Patty were there. They do so much for the community to give back. So that was a really cool night. And then we had the softball game yesterday. The Micah Hyde charity softball game went off. Thanks so much to the Buffalo Bisons and Micah's team, the Imagine for Youth Foundation, and everybody involved. There was not a there was a chance, you know, because of the weather that you know this thing wouldn't be able to go or it'd have to be kind of moved around or something. And you know what? It just still went off without a hitch with so many great people there. So I'll get more into that a little bit later because I want to tell you about what happened in the Home Run Derby. But first, Margo is up from Buffalo. Hi, Margo. Are you the Margo that I met on Saturday night?
Absolutely, I am.
And thank you for coming up and saying hello. I really appreciate that. You got it.
Yes, what a pleasure. So I tailgate with Poncho's Army pretty much all the home games. Would love to see you stop by, obviously, 60 Fay Street, if anybody knows.
I would love to do that, but unfortunately, I can't go to tailgates because my radio duties take over pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe, hey, I'll see you down on the field. Maybe I'll have my own jacket on as I get inducted. But yeah, it was a pleasant surprise. It was a great night, great cause. I won a Barbie.
Okay, well that's cool. I won some Italian sausage. That was my one thing of meat that I won, and that was
perfect.
Pretty cool. So we didn't go away empty-handed, so that was good.
Yeah, great. And good to see Steve Tasker and Thurman Thomas there as well. That was great.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, no. Margo. Thank you for being a great part of a great night. That was a really cool night, cool
Absolutely.
Cause, and we're gonna remember that for a long time. And thanks for coming up and saying hi, by the way.
Of course. Hey, go Bills, right. And I'll be talking to you again.
All right, thank you, Margo. Margo said, I'm the Margo that calls your show sometimes. So there she is. We'll take a timeout. We will come back with Sal Marana, Sal Squared. Time for a little baseball talk. And as the Bills get into Bills' rookie minicamp, we'll touch on the Bills a little bit here with Sal Marana from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. He comes your way every Monday during the summer months here, spring months, summer months, as we head towards football season on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.